Good morning. Thank you guys for being here this morning. And I sound a little hoarse, don't know why. Because I'm a human being. If I start he on, then you know there's an issue. If I said he on. Today's lesson is tile grading. And I thought, well, you know, we do a lot of grading on a construction site. You teachers do a lot of grading in the classroom. You students are still being graded. Our employers grade us or evaluate us. And we grade everything that comes into our lives, whether it's the food we eat, the money we spend. The concept of grading can you be used as a term interchangeably with a lot of those things. But I ask us this morning... If I was going to ask you guys, here's what we're good at. We're good at grading each other, right? And we want to do that. And our world is full of that. I just mentioned all those types of things. Some of us, you know, in quality control, we are grading the processes and or the successes of what we're doing. And for us to grade our hearts and grade our minds and grade our life, grade ourselves... Do you feel successful? Well, if you don't, well, maybe you should start grading yourself and recognizing where you're at. Or if I was to ask you this morning the question, of course, we're going to use the old school that everybody, the grading scale everybody knows, A, B, C, D, E, and F. I'm not asking you to grade your neighbor or your spouse or your children. Grade yourself. God's holy word talks about things that we do for ourselves when it comes to grading or comparing ourselves or judging ourselves. So if I was going to ask you this morning in your heart real quick, what kind of person are you in the world? You a B person? You an A person? You C plus? Maybe a D minus? Maybe it depends on the day. I have to say that probably that is... true with me. Then I'll ask this question. Grade yourself as a child of God, as a Christian in a walk of faith. Are those two grades the same? You grade yourself in the world as you do as you walk as a child of light. It should be the same. Should they be the same? I ask that question. Ask us to ask our questions this morning. Ourselves. It's easy to grade other things, isn't it? How about us grade? Do we grade other people's driving habits? Eating habits? Pronunciation? Of the English language? We have standards and we set things in our minds. And each one of us is different. God's wonderfully made us. How about food? I looked up when I was looking up some of our slides on this week online, you know. We grade meats. I didn't want to put that up here, but did you think about that? You know, you got this cut of meat, that cut of meat, that cut of meat. You know, different cuts. We grade cuts of meats. So kind of we do that a lot. So let's look at God's word this morning about grading ourselves. Now, obviously... a lot of times, this is how we feel. We're either passing or we're failing. Or do we look at ourselves as such? God's word says, examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified, but I trust that you will know that we are not disqualified. So examine yourselves. Look in the mirror. Step on the scale of faith. I started the Noom deal a little while back. I don't know if I told you folks, but I'm counting calories and counting steps and stepping on the scale every morning. At least when I'm here. When I'm up in Michigan, there is no scale. I probably should have one up there, but anyways. I'm measuring my success. I'm grading myself on my intake and output. And I'm enjoying it. It's not a troublesome deal for me. I've set a goal that I want to be, you know, in the springtime, and I'm gonna reach that goal. And I'm using this as a tool to help me. Same thing with our walk of faith. What kind of goals do you have in your walk of faith? What tools are you using? Are you using the Word of God in your heart to guide your steps, to guide your mind, to guide your spirit and your soul? Are you examining yourselves to tell you whether you're in the faith or not? Are you testing yourselves? Have you have confidence? Confidence, confident, confidence that Jesus Christ is in you. Romans chapter 12, it is written, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. See, here's the thing about when we start grading ourselves, A, B, C, D, plus, minus. Okay? What's okay? What is okay? Is a C okay? Is a B okay? Is a D okay in your walk of faith? I only forgive part of the time. If I'm only a C plus at forgiveness, with what measure you meet will be measured back to you, God's word says. Do I want C plus worth of forgiveness back to me? We recognize that our bodies are a gift from God. And are we appreciative of that? And how do we treat them as such? But I wanted us just to think about what's a reasonable service. The world wants you to think God's expectations of our lives in a Christian walk is unreasonable. And God's word says, it is your reasonable service. The world and Satan want to con you into thinking it's unreasonable to forgive somebody no matter what. It's unreasonable to love unconditionally. It's unreasonable to love your neighbor as yourself. It's unreasonable to think that you are righteous. It's unreasonable to think that you're a child of God and you're going to live forever. It's unreasonable to rely on the blood of Christ. But it is our reasonable service to do those things in our life. 1 Corinthians, it is written, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. We do that as we partake of these emblems every first day of the week. It's important. It's important to never forget. I'd like to ask a specific question, but I'll just, what do you do to remember things in your life? Whatever you got to remember. Nobody ties a string around their finger anymore, okay? Most of you don't even know what that is, you know? People used to do it when they rode horse and buggies for some reason. I don't even know, but I'm just kidding. How many of you ever are old enough ever tied a string or hurt? It was a term that was used for a long time. Nowadays, we can just pull up a phone. Beep, 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 beep. You know? Put it in the notes. Send yourself a text, voice to text. All kinds of ways to remind ourselves that we don't forget certain things in our lives. You that are teachers, try to teach repetition so your children or your students remember those things. Same thing with Lucas. How many times you just read something once? That's good enough for me. Not if he wants to remember it. That's exactly why God instituted this. It's our reasonable service. Never forget Jesus by gathering around these tables and these emblems and remembering those things. So I give you all an A+ this morning for gathering around the table. That's just me. But it says examine yourself, so each of us ought to examine yourself. I pray that you are uplifted in seeing yourselves as being successful. Galatians 6, it says, but let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. The world says it takes a village to raise a child. We need each other. We're all in this together. Those terms. There's nothing wrong with those terms in certain situations, but you don't apply them to the kingdom of heaven. Because God says, examine each and every one of your own. The world wants to say, well, let me judge myself according to what somebody else says. That's what the world says. All the grading scales we have in school. What'd you get? What'd you get on that test? What'd you get? Success or failure when you go to it. How many people do you know have passed their driver's test the first time? Or if you're a lawyer, you are. There's all kinds of tests to take. Let each one examine his own work. Folks, I pray that we don't grade each and each other. Certainly the children of God are coming together. We shouldn't be grading each other. Judging each other. Judge righteous judgment, which means look through the eyes of Christ and love and hope and faith and promise and joy. 1 Peter, it is written, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Be sober, be vigilant. Takes the Noom deal that I'm on, it tells me what percentage of people log their meals. So only like 25% of the people actually use the app and do what you're supposed to do. Logging your meals. I've logged all of my meals. I've logged 70 some meals. So I log everything I eat. Maybe I'm going to create an app so we can log how many times we forgive somebody each day. How many times we've been offended. How many times we've shown love. How many times we blew a kiss to somebody. That'd be a unique app, wouldn't it? How many of us would log in, try that, see how we do? Grade ourselves. Let's recognize we're grading ourselves according to what Jesus has done for us, not what Satan wants us to think we are. And everybody has their own struggles as we're going through. Knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Everybody is tempted. Resist him. Be steadfast in the faith. 2 Timothy, it is written, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to the more ungodliness, and their message will spread like cancer. I believe the original King James says, study, show thyself approved. Rightly dividing the word of truth. I don't know about you, but it's easy to see profane and idle babblings once you understand what the word of God is. And it's working in your heart. And it's easy to see what ungodliness is. So as we measure ourselves, as we grade ourselves this morning, be diligent to present yourselves approved to God. Romans 12, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil. Cling to that which is good. That's an easy measurement for me. Cling to that which is good. It's unique. It says cling to that which is good before it says let. How do I let love be without hypocrisy, and how do I abhor that which is evil? Why cling to that which is good? How many of us have conditions put on us at our workplace, or had, those of you that don't, that are retired, had conditions put on yourself at workplace in order to get a paycheck? You got to show up, you got to do your job, maybe you have production-orientated pay. There's conditions put on what you have to do. In order to claim that which is good, there's conditions. You got to let love be without hypocrisy. You got to abhor that which is evil. But I say that to say, that's what we want to do with our love. I think we struggle with it. I'm only going to love you if you act this way. I'm only going to love you if you treat me this way. I'm only going to love you if you spend your money this way. I'm only going to love you if you do what I want. I'm only going to love you because. Let love be without hypocrisy. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. He didn't say, because some of you are good and some of you are bad, or this because or that because. His grace and His mercy are unconditional. His love is unconditional, without hypocrisy. Here's another scale we use, 1 to 10, right? Where do we use that most of the time? Looks and athletics. Grading scale. Looks and athletics, 1 to 10. We do the same thing in our lives, so. How was your walk of faith in the last week? How many times did you forgive somebody or tell them you love them? Or show grace and mercy and forgiveness? 1 to 10. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good, both for yourselves and for all. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things. Hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Written in James, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any one of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like the wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. So for you that are checking my typing skills, there's a B. Okay, so you can grade me on that. See, I left it. See that? Missed it. Reference mark. You can go right on by and read your little lesson. It's up to you. I don't know about you, but I was blown all over by the wind on the way up here, driving up here. I didn't expect that. I'd put two hands on the wheel. That's going to happen in our lives sometimes. That wind's going to blow that hard to blow us around. Satan's going to tempt us. We didn't expect it. We know, we need to know that we're tested, we're being tested. We need to rely on our faith and we rely on patience. Patience is a great virtue to help us keep our tongue and to represent the kingdom of God as Jesus would have us. There are a lot of expressions in our How many of us, if our kids come home with an F, how many of us, I shouldn't say, I got an F once in high school. I had to retake it. Maybe I told you guys this story before. I got one F. And I had to retake it. And it was the same teacher next year. Oh, Mr. Smith, I see you're going to try it again. I have to. You're the only teacher that teaches this, and I got to have it to graduate. He's a good guy. It wasn't a teacher's fault. It was me being lazy and didn't care. It was an English class. I got a C minus. Mo makes sense now, huh, Anna? Yeah, yeah. I passed automotive shop with A, okay? English class, not so much. I don't need to speak. When I get older, I get it. Okay, I'm just kidding. Look at me now. God works miracles on people, especially me. But folks, we can look at our lives and remember stories and things and ways, and we still do it in our lives today. We grade ourselves. We grade each other, and we grade things around us. And I pray that we grade things to the eye of Christ and with the heart of a child of God. Now, by this we know him, that we know him if we keep his commandments. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out of the world. It's easy for us to say that's an A in the spiritual world, that's an F in the spiritual world. And I honestly think that a smiley face is a good thing when we're doing A things in the spiritual world. And when we make mistakes, you know, no wonder we feel bad. Guilt's not a good feeling. At least not in my life. Not in my heart. I don't want to be guilty of hurting somebody's feelings, even by accident. Even if it's the truth, I don't like that feeling. I don't like cutting somebody off when I didn't see them in my blind spot. Even if they're forgiven or even if they're not so forgiven. I can go on and on and on, folks, about, you know, there's times I don't want to do that. Oh, I don't want to say that. There's times in my life I'm like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to love you no matter what. Jesus said these things, like us consider grading as we read what Jesus had to say in Matthew 5. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Pure in heart. Are you pure in heart? If you're not, you should be. If you're following Jesus, your heart should be pure. Matthew 6:21. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Where's your heart? Are you pure in heart? Or something else taking first place instead of Jesus in your life? Matthew 9, but Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, why do you think evil in your hearts? Even good people are tempted to think evil in your hearts. You need to be able to practice saying, get behind me, Satan. I ask this all the time, and it's the same thing in my life. Have you in the last week told Satan to get behind you? If you're not, take the blinders off. Open the blinds. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Learn from me. There's no better master than Jesus. I'm going to tell you right now. There is no better master than Jesus. Our last passage this morning. How do you grade this scene? Is it well with your soul? Brother Greg. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Therefore remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who were called uncircumcised by what is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. I haven't mentioned this in my lesson specifically until now. The greatest curve of grading ever happened in the world was when Jesus hung on the cross. Because I'm going to let you know, even the F Christians, they have faith, they're saved by the blood of Christ. And if you're a D Christian this morning, as you consider yourself, you're still saved by the blood of Christ. And if you're a C plus, minus, you're still saved by the blood of Christ. You don't have to be A plus in your faith to be saved, or feel worthy, or have hope, or have peace, or have promise, or be confident you're going to live forever. The greatest curve ever in the history of the world was when Jesus hung on that cross and said, I love you. I love you. No matter what. And that's the same type of grading we need to give ourselves and our brothers and sisters and our friends and neighbors. No wonder Jesus said, love God first. Love your neighbors yourself. We best be grading on the curve. Now, do I want to be graded on a curve at work? Maybe not. Maybe so. Maybe I'll be at the top of the curve. Maybe not. But that's the concept. There are standards, expectations, goals, things that we need to test ourselves and examine ourselves, but at the end of the day, for by grace you've been saved through faith, not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. The master teacher's blood is strong enough to save the F minus and to humble the A minus, or A plus. I hope this lesson this week reminds you and encourages you to think about these things. Our heart and the grade of our heart, being pure and being washed by the blood of Christ. You're all A pluses this morning if you're in the blood of Christ. Examine yourselves. What is your reasonable service? Let a man examine himself. Let each one examine his own work. Be sober, be vigilant. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God. Cling to what is good. Test all things. Keep his commandments. Test the spirits. Be pure in heart. As Jesus said, where's your heart? Where's your treasure? Why do you think evil in your hearts? Learn from me, Jesus said. And to remember, for by grace you've been saved through faith. That not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. You're fully forgiven. You're fully forgiven. There is no partial forgiveness with the blood of Christ. If you haven't placed your heart, your soul in his hands, and you haven't confessed him as your Lord and Savior. Been baptized for remission of your sins. We encourage you to do that this morning as we stand and sing the selected song.